It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And you know, this sister, she was a favorite. She left us, but we do understand why. Former KC Fox 4 anchor Christelle Bell returns to KC, impacting students with her first children's book. My sister, how are things going?
Oh my gosh, Julie, it is so good to talk to you. I am so excited to come back to Kansas City.
Yay.
You know, I'd say I love Kansas City and there's nothing y'all can do about it. I love y'all, period.
I know, you done moved on to sunshine and heat, but nevertheless, you coming back for us. Oh, we got to talk about this, Christelle. One thing I've always admired about you is you've also been not just an anchor, but a community leader. You've been an entrepreneur. And now your first endeavor, a children's book, Christelle's Breaking News. Share more.
Oh my gosh. So this book actually was something that I'd always thought about doing a long time ago. But what really, really got me to say this, I have to get this done. So one day, you know, it was very liberating. I wore braids on air in Kansas City for the first time in my entire career. And I received an email about a student, a girl from North Kansas City High School, who said she had finally felt seen because I wore braids on television like that. So that inspired me to just really go ahead and get started with finishing what I started and just to show that representation matters and it's so important. And that is what this book focuses on because it's my story of how I became a journalist.
Right.
Saw someone who looked like me on television and I dared to dream that I can do that too. And so that's what this book talks about. It's my story of how my dad worked as a custodian at a news station and took me to the news station.
Wow.
And so it's something in there for parents. It's something in there for guardians, grandparents. You can read this book with your children and show it's okay to dream. And then also nurturing those dreams and those inspirations.
Exactly. Now, you are doing some author visits this week as well. Where are some schools that you'll be at, Christelle?
So I'll be at Harvest Christian School. I'll be there this week, but I'm also going to be at the Wonderscope Children's Museum. I'm going to do that Friday morning, so I'm excited that they're hosting me. This has been a great partnership working with them. So we'll be there at 10:30 Friday morning. And then Saturday, we're going to be at the Sisters in Christ Event Center in Raytown.
Okay.
So we'll be there, and I'll be doing a book signing at 2:30 in the afternoon there. So you can come by and do that. And then Sunday, we're going to go worship with Friendship Baptist Church. So we'll be in service with them at Friendship Baptist Church in Kansas City. So we'll be there that morning. I'll speak with the congregation and then we'll have the book signing on that afternoon after services. So there is no excuse. If you love me and I love you and we cousins, everybody need to come see me.
Absolutely. And for those who need to get your book, they like, look, girl, I can't make it out this weekend. I got stuff going on, but I need that book. Where can they get it, Christelle?
So you can go on Amazon. You can put in Christelle's Breaking News by Christelle Bell. It's on Amazon right now. And you can also go to my website, ChristelleBellTV.com. You can go to shop. And right there, when you click on shop at the top, there'll be the click where the book is and you can purchase it. The book is $13. And I'm going into schools because I'm also doing reading comprehension. We're doing literacy. Mm. We're promoting literacy with this book. Need it. Our children need it, right? So I've been intentional about putting words and stretching the vocabulary for elementary school students in this book. I put affirmations in this book. There's faith-based, talking about prayers and why God hears our prayers, even at an early age. That is in this book. So I'm very intentional about what I go into the schools and do with reading comprehension, vocabulary, word searches, things like that. So any schools that want me to come by, let me know.
Yes, please let her know. Christelle's Breaking News, her first children's book filled with inspiration to dream, to nurture those dreams, and also nuggets of faith as well. We love you. I know Arizona loves you too. We would like to have you back.
I love y'all too.
I'm going to let you stay in Arizona and just come back when you
can.
For now. I remember you said that. And my earrings I got from you, girl, them gold earrings are my favorite earrings. Let me just say
I love it. I love you, Julie, girl.
I love you, too. too.
Thank you.
We miss you so much. Man. But look forward to seeing you this weekend. Christelle's breaking news, her first children's book. Make sure you support. Thank you, sis. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you, too. I'll see y'all soon, Casey.